Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back,
baby. A big white house on the hill. I love me some blues. That's some Texas blues bringing us back. The Billy, Dusty, and Frank, that little band from Texas. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one for all the things we do here on the show and all my writing. All of our Brain Trust members are there, all the things that we do. These segments that I'm doing now with our new friend David Giuliano are going to be there later today. If you want to go back and listen to something else something else inspirational that David said, you can do that there. And of course, the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. My new book is theageofthecustomer.com. Prepare for the moment of relevance. You can find out more about the book. You can find out more about what I'm talking about in the book. You can learn about the age of the customer on that website without even buying anything. How about that? And because I just want you to get better. That's my goal. Whether you buy my book or not, if you can benefit from what I've said, what I think, and for my reporting on what's going on, then that's enough for me. David Giuliano, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're the founder of WithoutBordersCoaching.com. The website is put a .com on the end of that. You got a new book coming out on this topic later this year, right?
Yep. It's called It's All About Connection.
All About Connection. So how about letting us launch your book on this show when you get it ready?
That'd be great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've launched a lot of books on this show over the years, hundreds probably.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. So let's know. We'll be glad to bring you back and just give me an advanced copy so I can be smarter about it. We'll have a good launch. All right. So we're talking about family owned businesses. You coming in as a coach and helping them. What are some of the common things that you see in a small business, in a family owned business, where people are stuck?
Well, Jim, basically, it's the part about is really the biggest problem is avoidance. In small business, what happens is, it's just like family. What happens is issues start to happen, and people just start to avoid. We'll worry about it later. It's not important. And what happens is, as you know, those problems start to grow, and when they grow, to the point where it gets really bad, especially in today's culture, bad things happen. And
denial and avoidance too, right? I mean, it's denial,
sure,
is not just a river in Egypt, right?
It's alive and well
and powerful in a small business, isn't it?
Yeah, and it generally people don't do anything about it until it gets bad, and now the stakes are much higher. I work with a lot of law firms and family businesses. Where they, if they have a claim or an HR problem against their insurance, I've seen insurance policies double over one small claim.
Wow.
Put them out of business. So
no
the stakes
kidding.
Are much higher these
mm-hmm.
days.
Well, and are there generational issues? Are you seeing a lot of generational issues these days?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
is that causing a lot of pain these days?
Yeah, it's causing a lot of pain because the kids that are coming out of school now don't really see the value in coming up the hard way, and if it's a family business, that's the biggest problem I run into is the kids come out of school, they come into the practice or into the business, and they don't really go up the hard way, and they don't understand the business, they don't understand how to connect with employees, and maybe they've come in a way that they didn't have to be accountable. And
well, isn't that the owners, the founders' fault? I mean, shouldn't they be better stewards of their business and their employees and their customers, not to let the new stakeholders come in and have that much control?
Yeah, it absolutely is. But if they've been doing it a long time, Jim, the old school was
retired.
You came to work for somebody. They said, this is the job, and they did the job. Now, the new school is you give them the job, they come in, and they don't like what's going on, they're not happy, and as an employer, the employee believes that the employer needs to make them happy. It's a completely different
yeah.
way of connecting. And
yeah.
so And it's different now. It's and a lot of the old school guys will say, or ladies will say, I just don't know how to connect to that. You know,
I will tell you, there's another thing, and this is part of what I talk about in my book, David. Mm-hmm. You've got the old school people who are running up against this shift that I talk about in the book. And so they don't know why their practices aren't still working as well as they used to. And then here comes the new kids. They've got new ideas which seem reasonable and probably will work. It just takes longer. And so they say, and maybe the founder says, well, my plans, my strategies haven't been working well lately. I'll let them, maybe they've got the right idea. And then you put those together, and if you don't do it right, you got a mess.
Right, and you know, that's why what I talked about before, which is it really comes down to, Jim, about managing the connection. And I know that sounds very basic, but really, it's kind of like the best analogy I can give you is this: you watch any kind of a sports team. You know, we got the Lakers out here, right? We have the best talent in the world, but we didn't. You know, this last couple of years, we haven't had the right coaching. You can have the best talent in the world if you cannot have the people connect, they cannot move forward, and that's
You're talking about leadership.
I'm talking about leadership, but I'm also talking about understanding the integrity of what those connections are. You know, the old school is you throw some money at it, and that's a good connection, but it doesn't work that way with these kids anymore.
David, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, thank you.
We'd be glad to get you back on the show. Thanks for being here today. Good job, by the way.
All right, good.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
David Giuliano, ladies and gentlemen, withoutboundariescoaching.com is his website. Check that out, and we'll get him back again another day. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.